you. I'm Katrina. I'm head of marketing, okay. And I'm running this lovely podcast today.
Nice little thing you've got, the setup here.
It's not bad, is it? It's not bad. So tell me about you.
Okay. My name's Ben. So I'm one of the business development managers at Club London at West Ham United.
Love that.
So in a weird way, people come up to say, "What are you doing here at this show? Like, why are West Ham here at the Finance Professional Show?" But actually, it's quite simple, really. So I lead the commercial team in terms of the hospitality, VIP experiences at West Ham. Of course, you know, sports hospitality and whatnot over the last few years has come really, really big, you know, and there's a lot of companies that have a need to kind of utilize platforms like that outside the office that's a bit different, you know, rather than putting money behind the bar in like Canary Wharf or something after work. Well, why not couple that with like a really good experience, watch some football, you know, meets with the old players, and that's kind of what we do here. We're kind of trying to create experiences for guys who have a need to do that. And we find this is an industry in particular that has quite an appetite for them.
What stand are you on at the moment for online?
So we're at G16.
G16.
G16 at the moment. Yeah, there's two of us down there, and it's been quite fruitful so far, which is great. Yeah, there's certainly not necessarily West Ham fans that come up. It's mainly other people that will come up and say.
I'll ask out. Are there any live West Ham fans on our live at the moment? Raise your hand, and I'll give you a little shout out.
So
one of the questions I've been asking everyone is, for young people getting into the space, why do you think they should come and work for you guys?
Right.
If you have any vacancies, that is.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, so it's always a particularly for boys growing up, you know, working in football is always a lifelong dream, right? Whether it's working for the club that you support, or whether it's working for anything in the Premier League, we certainly have that. You know, my advice on that is sort of like, you know, keep going for your goals. This sort of happened for me as a kid growing up. That was always my dream, to work for a football club.
Yeah.
I'm not actually a West Ham fan. I would say don't tell anyone, but it's going live.
Yeah.
But you know, certainly being part of a club like that's a very, very family-based club based in East London. It's very kind of family-orientated that you do kind of feel that you're part of the furniture after a few months, that's for sure.
So I guess my guests today have been a range of people, and I've been asking them again as well, what is your greatest challenge in the business at the moment, and what are you doing to kind of overcome that, and then what opportunities do you see in the space or in your space for the next 12 to 18 months?
It's a very, very fickle environment, sports. Mm-hmm. Of course, if the team's doing well and winning, of course, on a corporate basis and from the commercial aspect, people want to get involved, right? People want to buy stuff. If the team's not doing so well, then it's the opposite. You know, values of deals kind of drop and whatnot. But, you know, it's one of the things we're kind of doing right now, we're trying to be very, very flexible with our clients. You know, we've got a lot of guys who are diehard West Ham fans,
for example,
who will follow the club through thick and thin. But then, of course, we have the other side whereby it's not necessarily West Ham that they follow. But, you know, they're looking for us in terms of the experience and what they get out of an experience with us. In terms of some of the things we're doing, we're being very, very flexible at the moment in terms of pricing and whatnot that we're doing, but also trying to understand our client, understand what the client base is, understand what we can offer for them, what works, what doesn't, and really try to be loyal and do things on top of that to make sure that they come out feeling happy with their experience, you know, even if the result isn't necessarily what they're looking for. Yeah.
And my question was, what do you think about the lending space at the moment? But I guess because you're coming from it from a slightly hospitality area, it's slightly different.
Yeah.
But we'll move on to kind of a bit more about you and what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given over your career. I'm kind of my podcast today. I want people to know what they can do to be better at what their job is.
Absolutely.
And everything like that. And yeah, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Well, a strange one on my side is actually I moved to the UK about a year ago.
From where?
From Singapore. I was in Singapore for 25 years. So a long time. 25
didn't
years.
Didn't bring the weather with you.
Well, that's the thing. I kind of moved in November last year, and I was thinking, why have I moved over here for this? But I moved in here about a year ago now in London, and I'm absolutely loving it on that side. It's a very much change, as you would have thought, from 25 years out in the southeast. But certainly on that front, it's something that I've kind of gone for.
So advice?
Yeah, advice. Well, I actually was just be proactive. I love using social media as my kind of social selling myself. Obviously, I'm a salesperson. I mean, my team, utilizing those things to really get your point across. I find from a business perspective, I get a lot of my kind of, you know, nibbles and kind of puts forward from things like LinkedIn, from putting ourselves out there. And of course, if you're a football club, you know, people want to talk to you more often than not. So that is obviously quite a helpful sign. My advice would be that. Create your own brand, get yourself out there, utilize platforms like LinkedIn and whatnot, and really try and get yourself out there and create who you want to be in the business world.
Amazing. And before I let you go, you're having a dinner party.
Yeah.
You're cooking your favorite dish, and you've got three guests, dead or alive, who are you inviting?
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, for me, actually, this, I don't know why this name pops in my head first, but I was going to say Carl Pilkington.
Carl Pilkington,
I don't know why I
say
it. I think in the party, he'd be fantastic. I think next to him, I'd have Gordon Ramsay, because he'd be critiquing everything and it'd be quite fun.
Nice. Good, some good advice.
And then as a football fan, I think my hero would be Steven Gerrard, so I think I'd have him as the...
Great. You're going to have a fifth person, because I'm coming too.
Okay, there we go. That sounds perfect.
Ben, thank you so much. Where can my viewers find you?
Okay, so we can find us on at Club London, which is our
Club London
at West Ham United. Yeah, so Club West Ham London. United under Club London, that is the main. So,
and your full name, please.
So my name is Ben Scodella. So that's
S-C-O-D-E-L-L-E-R.
E-L-L-E-R.
Ben Scodella, West Ham. Club London.
That's it. Club London at West Ham United. That's the one.
West Ham United. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed it. Good luck with the show.
Thank you so much, and you.
See you very soon.
Fantastic. Great stuff. Thank you so much. You have a great day. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.